This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, including the World Court. Netanyahu delivered a defiant televised speech late Saturday as fighting in Gaza neared the 100-day mark. Netanyahu spoke after the International Court of Justice at The Hague held 2 days of hearings on South Africa's allegations that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Rescue workers in Colombia on Saturday were scrambling to free survivors after a mudslide brought on by heavy rains in northwest Colombia killed at least 34 people and injured dozens on a busy highway. The mudslide, which happened Friday afternoon, covered a roadway that connects two cities, authorities said in a statement. This is VOA News. Ruling party candidate Lei Ching-te has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have conceded. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The result of Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary election will chart the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years. Ho Youyi, the opposition KMT presidential candidate, apologized for the outcome of the race, saying that he didn't work hard enough to bring about victory for his party. China considers Taiwan its own, and following the election, Taiwan's Taiwan Affairs Office said that Taiwan independence is incompatible with peace. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Chad's transitional president, General Mahatma Idriss Deby Itno, on Saturday was designated by members of his party as its candidate for presidential elections due for the end of this year. The designation at a party congress comes after voters in a December referendum approved a new constitution, which the country's military rulers promoted as a key step in the path back to civilian rule. But many opposition and civil society groups had called for a boycott of the referendum, saying it was just a show to pave the way for the eventual election of Deby, perpetuating a 33-year dynasty. The World Health Organization reminded the world Friday COVID-19 is still out there and is still deadly. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with the French news agency AFP, WHO COVID technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove said they are still getting reports of fatalities, as many as 10,000 a month, with more than half of those reported from the United States and another 1,000 from Italy. And she said they're only receiving data from 50 countries, so the number of deaths from COVID is likely much higher.
By the end of 2023, 31st of December, more than 7 million people have been reported to WHO as having died from COVID-19. We know that that number is certainly higher, so we expect that the actual true number is at least 3 times higher. So those 7 million deaths are COVID only, which is truly astonishing.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Excitement is building in Ivory Coast with the country's second staging of the Africa Cup of Nations tournament. The 24-team competition began Saturday evening with the home nation hosting Guinea-Bissau at a 60,000 capacity stadium. It's the first meeting between the West African countries at the tournament, but the party had started much earlier in Ivory Coast. People were driving around, honking horns, displaying orange, white, and green flags. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.